RTV's Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso-Joki. In our top stories, local and international public opinion has been reassured of the excellent health of the President of the Republic of Cameroon following widespread rumors of his supposed demise disseminated via social media and a foreign news organization. The Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic and the Minister of Communication in separate press releases have debunked such rumors as pure imagination and an attack on the freedom of expression. 15 people have died in a road accident in Kombe Sangmelima subdivision South Region, while 8 people have died after 2 canoes sized off the Logon River in Mayadanai, Far North Region. In sports, the Indomitable Lions refined tactics at their 5th training session this 5 p.m. in Yaoundé ahead of a dual 2025 AFCON qualifier against Kenya on the 11th and 14th of October. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. The government of Cameroon has debunked the stories being spread about the supposed poor health and possible death of President Paul Biya. A press statement issued by the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondoayolo, informs the national and international community that President Biya is full of strength and vigor and continues to exercise his duties from Geneva after his visit to China. Government spokesperson, Communication Minister René Emmanuel Sadi, has also signed a press release that's Tuesday indicating that the president is soon to return to the country. The release indicates that the head of state is sojourning in Europe after taking part in the China-Africa summit in Beijing. 15 people are reported dead and 10 others injured following a road accident that occurred this morning in Kombe, Sangmelima subdivision in the Jan Labo division of the South Region. This following a head-on collision between a trailer and a bus belonging to the Galaxy Public Transport Agency that had 23 people on board. The injured are receiving treatment at the Sangmelima Reference Hospital, while the dead bodies have been placed in the mortuary. Members of a delegation of MPs from the Northwest, led by Honorable Jingo Musa, have underscored the challenges faced by the 7 divisions of the region during an audience they were granted with the Public Works Minister, Emmanuel Nganou Jumesi. They mentioned the need for more tarred roads and bridges to promote socioeconomic development. The members of Parliament have appreciated the efforts being made by the government to expand and upgrade the road network in the Northwest region. A free screening for breast and ovarian cancer is going on at the Yaoundé Gynaco Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital in Gusu. The one-week campaign is part of activities to mark the Cancer Awareness Month, celebrated as Pink October. Apart from free screening, cancer patients are receiving care and treatment at reduced costs. The 4th edition of the International Fair for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship, called CIPROMJEUN, will take place from the 3rd to the 9th of December 2024 at the National Museum in Yaoundé. During a preparatory meeting ahead of the event, Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu said the event, which has been pegged on the theme Youth Entrepreneurship, Import Substitution for Structural Transformation of the Economy, will be coupled with the commemoration of the 5 years of existence of the Youth Connect Cameroon program. The François Xavier Vogt College of Yaoundé is preparing to celebrate its 75th anniversary event to run from the 11th to the 17th of November 2025 in Yaoundé under the patronage of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. Members of the organizing committee met today in the press branch to present the roadmap of the 5-day celebration, in which the achievements and prospects of the school will be highlighted. In sports, the players and staff of the Indomitable Lions will hold their 5th training session at 5 p.m. today at the Military Stadium in Yaoundé, ahead of the 2-leg Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Kenya on the 11th in Yaoundé and 14th of October in Kampala, Uganda. Apart from the winger, Breeze Mumingamale, who is expected to jet into the country in the minutes ahead, the other 23 players called to camp by head coach Mark Breeze for those two confrontations are expected to be part of this evening's training session. The former president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Vincent Onana, has died. He was FECA Foot president from 1996 to 1998, and he passed away in Yaoundé yesterday after a malaise. Members of the local organizing committee of the 8th edition of the National Games, known as the Dixieds, have promised to do their utmost for the sports jamboree to be memorable. The governor of the Central Region, who is the president of the local organizing committee, was speaking this morning at the Yaoundé City Council while presenting all the committees and commissions of the games. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. Rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya, have been dispelled by the government. Editorialist George Kelong now says at a time when Cameroonians ought to get more involved in meeting the development challenges, it is worthless spreading such baseless rumors or trying to make political capital out of them.
Before a series of refutals were issued, social media platforms and even conversations here and there were dominated by the baseless rumors about the health of the head of state, President Paul Biya. On the whole, the agitations could only tell the story of individuals who are misguided, unscrupulous, and depraved. That some members of the political class got so excited by the rumors can only be mind-boggling. Yes, have we descended so low to the extent that individuals, some of whom are politicians, pray for and gloat over any misfortune that befalls anyone, talk less of the person chosen by the people to lead them? As human beings, we need not be told that no one will live forever, given that the Holy Book teaches that there is an appointed time for every person to be born and a time to die. But that time cannot be decided or determined by any human being. Even those who were about to roll out the drums to celebrate certainly do not know what the future holds for them. Thus, rather than take interest in issues that are not of benefit to anyone or to the nation, Cameroonians ought to be more preoccupied with what they can individually or collectively contribute towards meeting the development challenges the country is facing. In this pre-electoral year, politicians will definitely be doing themselves much good by working out strategies that may appeal to the electorate in due course. If they are wasting precious time on futile debates on constitutional provisions, they may be seen to only be waiting for manna from heaven.
Editorialist George Kelong. And some political actors across the board have described rumors about the health condition of the head of state as mere social media agitations meant to derail public opinion and jeopardize social cohesion. Albert Njembonde has been keen on their reactions, which he compiled in the following report.
Je voudrais vous rassurer que le président de la République, père de la nation, n'oublie
personne. Two places in 2 days. From Fokwe in the west to Masok in the littoral, in the heat of social media agitations over the health of the President of the Republic, Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji, while delivering a message of comfort from the head of state to flood victims, indirectly tells them President Paul Biya is doing well. A message that was well received by this fervent follower of the head of state.
We are seeing the big people in this Cameroon. They have really come to meet us. Long live Cameroon. Long live President Paul Biya.
Rumors which Dr. Hanai Tondembua, WCPDM bureau member, sees as political manipulation and distraction.
I feel embarrassed We have official communication routes, and we know what the government is already saying. We know what our hierarchy of the party is saying, and we'll put this together. We'll see that social media just wants to distract us.
Coming within the context of heightened government action with several cabinet ministers in the field, Kumba City Mayor Greg Mewanu sees the rumor as inconsistent with the reality.
The president of a nation like Cameroon cannot be dead, and you find the whole country functioning the way it's functioning. The prime minister is there representing the head of state actually in Germany with a whole entourage. The minister of interior taking care of the internal politics. You have the minister of public works going all over the place inspecting projects, and a news will be coming out like that. It's a joke.
The situation described as irresponsible by some opposition political party leaders, Elhaj Lawan Bako of the UDP.
The United Democratic Party, UDP, condemns vehemently these actors of fake news, urges Cameroonians to be vigilant and go about with their normal duties, then continue praying for peace, justice, and tranquility to reign in Cameroon.
To Prince Ekoso of the USDP party, this situation also calls for greater vigilance and responsibility from the state.
I believe strongly that it should be a policy for government to inform the people of Cameroon over the whereabouts of their president. For crying out loud, President Biya is the president of Cameroon, and Cameroonians have the sovereign right to know where he is and how he is.
By and large, Cameroonians condemn the social media overtures and call on all to respect the dignity and personality of the head of state.
Political Desk Editor Albert Jembonde. 15 people have died and 10 others are wounded following road accident that occurred this morning in Kombe Sangmilima subdivision in Ja and Loba division of the South region. This follows a head-on collision between a trailer and a bus belonging to the Galaxy Public Transport Agency that had on board 23 people, including the driver. Clarence Aze has the details.
According to eyewitness account, the fatal accident occurred at about 7:30 a.m. this Wednesday at a bend in Kombe. The direction of the truck was from Yaoundé, while the bus was from Sangmilima. I only heard a loud noise, and when I turned and went closer, I saw a man screaming. So I alerted my children, who came and immediately started rescuing those who were still alive. On the side, the rubble of the heavy-duty truck matriculated LTSR57280 and the bus CE0440A tell of how violent the collision was, informed South Governor Felix Ngelengele, alongside the commander of the South Gendarmerie Legion. The regional delegate for national security and Ja and Lobo Ezio quickly rushed to the side of the hecatomb to assess the situation.
We recorded close to 15 persons declared dead. We want to appeal to the conscience of those who drive on these roads. They have to be responsible. We took measures to ensure that those who were transported to the hospital should be taken care of.
The 15 dead bodies are lying in the morgue of the Sangmilima referral hospital, and the 10 survivors are battling with threatening injuries at the emergency unit of the same health facility. Governor Felix Ngelengele has instructed that they be administered medical care free of charge. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Kombe, Sangmilima.
And on to another sad one. 8 persons have died and one is missing following the capsize of 2 canoes on the Logon River in the Mayodanai division of the Far North region. Administrative and municipal authorities have advised the local population to exercise caution and refrain from any movement on the Logon during nightfall. Amos Enonyakeragbo has the details from CRTV Far North in Maroa.
The first incident occurred in the Agua subdivision, more precisely in the locality of Mark Ideng, some 18 kilometers from Yagua, where a canoe transporting 6 persons capsized in the middle of the Logon after a torrential rainfall causing the locally adapted engine to halt. 5 corpses have been found, while the search for the remaining one is still ongoing. In the locality of Rian, in the Winner subdivision, a canoe transporting 7 persons got overturned due to a hippopotamus attack. 5 of the 7 passengers got safe, but 2 of them died. Early this morning, a student on her way to school got drowned and also died, bringing the death toll to 8. Local administrative and municipal authorities have called for caution on the local population as they cross over the Danai and Logan rivers during this moment of floods. Marua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development says rudimentary farming is no longer capable of enabling Cameroon to attain food self-sufficiency within the present context of demographic explosion, global shocks, and natural disasters. Minister Gabriel Mbairobe was speaking in Yaoundé today during an advocacy workshop on legislation to promote sustainable agriculture in the country. George Mwam has the details.
Agriculture has been identified as a factor of deforestation, pollution of natural resources, and a destabilization of ecosystems when not properly carried out. It is for this reason that value chain stakeholders are advocating for a review of the legal and institutional framework guiding the sector to ensure that it takes into account the need for environmental protection.
Kwan Udig, the coordinator of the technical secretary of the Network for the Promotion of Agroecology in Cameroon, the project law on organic agriculture, the law on land, the law on seeds, which is no longer very adapted. The last one is on interprofessions.
The advocacy falls in line with a 3-year global agricultural systems and policies project known as AGZIS being implemented by the German corporation GIZ with a financial envelope of over 3.2 billion CFA francs. The main objective of the AGZIS project is to render food systems more equitable, resilient, and sustainable for better consumer health.
Most of our small-scale farmers are already working on sustainable agriculture. They are not using that much chemical inputs. So for us, it's to encourage them to continue, and our work will be to put in place a legal framework to help them produce and have a fair revenue.
In collaboration with partner institutions and organizations, the ultimate goal is to achieve better production, better nutrition, a better environment, and a better life that leaves no one behind.
Here now is Minister Gabriel Mbairobe, who says reinforcing the participation of civil society and private sector as key agents of transformation will help guarantee environmental protection and contribute towards ensuring food security. He was interviewed by George Mwam.
The head of CEST, His Excellency Paul Biya, called us to lay emphasis on agriculture which produce more and which respect the environment. So sustainable agriculture aims at handing the four betters, have better production, better nutrition, better environment for better life. The Act 6 project is working with all the stakeholders to transform our food system by increasing the production, by the use of adequate fertilizer, adequate biopesticide, increase the production by the diversity of agriculture, and the protection of environment. All those issues can help us to achieve the second generation agriculture.
And that was the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe. A delegation of 14 members of parliament from the Northwest has held talks with the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganojumesi, on the state of road networks across the region's 7 divisions. The delegation, led by Honorable Jingu Musa, praised government's commitment to upgrading and expanding their region's road infrastructure. Patience Wingo reports.
The parliamentary delegation expressed their appreciation for government's ongoing efforts to enhance road infrastructure in the Northwest region, commending particularly the recent tarring of the road from Babaju to Bamenda and the ongoing Ring Road project. They also emphasized the urgent need for additional paved roads and bridges, a desire expressed by the population and conveyed through reports from representatives of each division. Honorable Ngala Gerald Fondonga and Mantung, Honorable Richard Walang for Menchum, Honorable Prudencia Injo Fungang for Momo, Honorable Buwir Tobias for Bui, Honorable Nestos Fru Manjo for Mezam, and Honorable Banmi Emmanuel for Ngoke Tunjia. The delegation was led by Honorable Jingo Musa Questo at the National Assembly, who underscored the importance of following up on projects that benefit their constituents.
Many things have been done since the head of state gave instruction to the Minister of Public Works. Some many are still being done. And then we came to also clarify him on those that have to still be done, to give a view of the public works infrastructure, which they could use as a database to be able to do their programming. Let the Northwest people wake up and know that whatever work is to be done, let them allow the work to be done.
In response, Minister Emmanuel Ngano Njomisi assured them he would prioritize their urgent requests and integrate additional road construction and rehabilitation projects in the ministry's priority list. The meeting concluded with the delegation presenting the minister with an artifact from the Northwest as a gesture of their goodwill.
Senior reporter Patience Wingo. About 6,000 youth from across Cameroon are expected to take part in the fourth edition of the International Fair for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship, scheduled for the 3rd to the 9th of December 2024 in Yaoundé. Presiding over a preparatory meeting for the event today in Yaoundé, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monuna Futsu, said that the fair will be coupled with the commemoration of the 5th anniversary of Youth Connect Cameroon. Colette Jani reports.
This year's edition of the International Fair for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship, known as CIPROMJEUN, will lay emphasis on the importance of competition and collaboration between youth to foster the promotion of entrepreneurship.
Thierry Vao, assistant coordinator for the organization of CIPROMJEUN. For this year, we have many administration and the government partner who offer many opportunities for the youth to see how they can make business together.
The event has been associated with the commemoration of the 5th anniversary of the Youth Connects Cameroon program.
Need also to increase the spirit of entrepreneurship for the youth in secondary school. This year we can select 10 youths all Cameroon to enter inside the Chamber of Econ. We have also the industry cultural sector, Miss Entrepreneuriat Jeune, music. The CIPROM will take place to the 3 to the 9 of December in the National Museum. In the different components of UCOEN, you have Youth Connect Convention.
Chairing the first preparatory meeting in line with the fair, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monuna Futsu, revealed that the show has been pegged on youth entrepreneurship, input substitution for structural transformation of the economy. He said the 2024 edition will provide a platform for reflections and actions to promote the full integration of young entrepreneurs into Cameroon's economic development through input substitution.
Thank you, College Jenny. And the François Xavier Vought College of Yaoundé will celebrate its 75th anniversary from the 11th to the 17th of November 2024 in Yaoundé under the patronage of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The information was made public today during a press brunch on the school campus set up by the organizing committee made up of former students and coordinated by André Dika Balutokin. Vanessa Woodnanks Namung has the details.
Bringing together all alumni of the François Xavier Vought College in view of a unique global ex-student association for moments of sharing and reflections on the better tomorrow is, among others, the focus of the 75th anniversary. U.S. coordinator Christian Mejo Mezing.
An alum association, if we create one and every single member gives 100 francs a month, we'll be able to supply all the school needs to take care of the needy students here. We're celebrating 75 years of what we feel is a great education we got here. What can we do to help the school that helped us?
During 5 days, cultural and religious activities will thrill participants from home and abroad. Richard Todo is a member of the organization committee.
We are going to resume with a pilgrimage to EFOC, where the college started. Many working sessions here and conferences talking about the various aspects of life in the college and even life in general. It is the master that is going to be presided over by the Archbishop.
This Platinum Jubilee therefore looks forward to keep alive the Vought spirit, that of prayer, hard work, excellence, and family life.
Cooperation between Cameroon and Spain has been celebrated on the Spanish military ship named P-41 Meteoro, which is on a seven-day anchor at the port of Douala. The Spanish and Cameroon navies are sharing knowledge and enhancing combined efforts in the continuous fight against illegal maritime activities along the Gulf of Guinea. The Spanish National Day was also celebrated on the ship during a cocktail dinner offered by the Spanish ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras. Cynthia Etim reports.
Cameroon and Spanish flags fly with pride on the P-41 Meteoro anchored at the port of Douala, an image depicting both countries' engagements in further reinforcing synergy in its navy and push forth the fight against illegal maritime practices along the Gulf of Guinea. Lieutenant Commander Inigo Franco Muru is commanding officer of the Spanish military ship.
We have programmed maritime security activities on board Meteoro Conference training so they can reinforce the military capacities of the Cameroon Navy.
A great opportunity for the European Union to recognize Cameroon's proactive stance in maintaining peace. Philippe Lafosse is deputy head of mission for the EU in Cameroon.
It's based on what Cameroon has been asking, to have more capacity on the ownership in terms of maritime security.
On the sidelines of their activities in Douala will be the commemoration of the Spain National Day come October 12. His Excellency Ignacio Garcia Lumbreras is Spanish ambassador to Cameroon.
I cannot imagine a better place and a better moment for the National Day in a Spanish military ship, which symbolizes what Spain and Cameroon can do together.
The cocktail dinner on the P-41 Meteoro was attended by a cross-section of guests. Cynthia Etim, CLTV News, Douala.
We talk sports now. The Indomitable Lions will on the 11th and 14th of October attempt to take their wings against the Harambee Stars of Kenya to six. This Friday's AFCON qualifier at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium will be the ninth confrontation between the two teams. For their part, Kenya will be attempting to beat Cameroon for the first time. Harrison Ashutiku has the head-to-head history of the two teams in this report.
The Indomitable Lions are yet to lose a match against the Harambee Stars of Kenya in their eight clashes. They have won the East African side four times and drew the others. From 1990, they have locked horns four times, beginning with a 2-0 win in the 1990 AFCON in Algeria, thanks to a brace from Emmanuel Mabouak-Kesak. In February 1997 in Nairobi, the two teams separated on a goalless draw in the 1998 AFCON qualifiers. The second leg at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium ended in a 1-1 tie. The last meeting was in a friendly in 2010 in Nairobi, Kenya. Cameroon won the match by 3-1 through goals from Achille Webo, Emana, and Muhammadu Idrisu. This Friday at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, and his players will battle with their opponents of the Harambee Stars for the leadership position in Pool J. The two teams, who have 4 points each, will meet again in the return leg on the 14th of October in Kampala, Uganda, for the same reason.
Thank you, Harrison Ashu, and we're rooting for our Lions. And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Local and international public opinion has been reassured of the excellent health of the President of the Republic of Cameroon following widespread rumors of his supposed demise disseminated via social media and a foreign news organization. 15 people have been killed in a road accident in Kombe, Sank Melima subdivision of the South Region, while 8 people have died after 2 canoes capsized off the Logon River in Mayodanai, Far North Region. And in sports, the Indomitable Lions refined tactics at their 5th training session this 5 p.m. in Yaoundé ahead of the dual 2025 AFCON qualifier against Kenya on the 11th and 14th of October. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso-Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Prisca Njeng. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Le chef de l'État, Paul Biya, se porte bien et rejoindra le Cameroun dans les jours prochains. Mise au point, contenue dans un communiqué rendu public par le ministre de la Communication, porte-parole du gouvernement. Dans un second communiqué, le ministre directeur du cabinet civil de la présidence de la République, Samuel Mvodo Ayolo, condamne avec fermeté les manœuvres de désinformation et de déstabilisation orchestrées par quelques personnes malveillantes à travers les réseaux sociaux. Accident mortel survenu aux environs de 7 heures ce matin au village Kombé, dans l'arrondissement de Sangmélima, département du Djaïlobo, région du Sud. Un car coaster de l'agence de voyage Galaxy en provenance de Sangmélima, ayant à son bord 22 passagers et le chauffeur, est entré en collision avec un camion plateau grumier. Série de naufrages dans le Mayodanaï, deux pirogues chavirent à Yagua et à Wina, bilan provisoire, 8 morts et une personne portée disparue. Les recherches se poursuivent activement sur le fleuve Logan. Les parlementaires RDPC de la région du Nord-Ouest se réjouissent de la réalisation de certaines infrastructures routières dans cette partie du pays, suivant les prescriptions du président de la République. Les élus des 7 départements que compte le Nord-Ouest ont été reçus en audience ce matin par le ministre des Travaux publics, à qui ils ont exprimé leur gratitude et quelques préoccupations liées à l'état de certains axes routiers de la région. Nécrologie, l'ancien président de la Fédération camerounaise de football, Vincent Onana, s'est éteint hier mardi à Yaoundé à l'âge de 72 ans. Il a dirigé le bureau exécutif de la FECAFOOT de 1996 à 1998. Vincent Onana, professeur DPS, ancien député, a servi le mouvement sportif national avec dévouement et engagement comme joueur et dirigeant. Toujours en sport, nous sommes rendus à 48 heures du match Cameroun contre Kenya, prévu vendredi dès 17 heures au stade Omnisport de Yaoundé. Dans le cadre des éliminatoires de la CAN Maroc 2025. Les Lions Indomptables ont 2 séances d'entraînement ce mercredi. La première était en salle à leur quartier général à 11h. La seconde à 17h à huis clos au stade de Ngouaïkélé. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CIAC TV.